Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Venezuelan opposition says it has proof its candidate defeated President Nicolas Maduro in this disputed election.
As thousands of people demonstrated across Venezuela, opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez says his campaign has the proof it needs to show he won the country's disputed election that electoral authorities handed to President Nicolas Maduro. Gonzalez and opposition leader Maria Corina Machado told reporters that they have obtained more than 70% of tally sheets from Sunday's election and that they show Gonzalez with more than double Maduro's votes. Both called on people, some of whom protested in the hours after Maduro was declared winner, to remain calm. I'm Norman Hall.
Multiple landslides triggered by torrential rains in southern India have killed at least 49 people, left many others fear trapped under the debris. The landslides hit hilly villages in Kerala State Tuesday and destroyed many homes and a bridge. Authorities have yet to determine the full scope of the disaster. Rescuers were working to pull out those stuck under mud and debris, but their efforts were hampered by blocked roads and unstable terrain. Television images showed rescuers working their way through mud and uprooted trees and vehicles stuck in a swollen river. Authorities in Seoul said Monday North Korean officials are seeking medicines for Kim Jong-un's obesity-related health problems. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
South Korea's spy agency told lawmakers that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un appears to have obesity-related health problems, such as high blood pressure and diabetes. It added that Kim's officials are looking for new medicines abroad to treat them. The 40-year-old Kim, known for heavy drinking and smoking, comes from a family with a history of heart problems. Both his father and grandfather, who ruled North Korea before he inherited power in 2011, died of heart issues. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Bloody children ran screaming from a dance and yoga class like a scene from a horror movie to escape a teenager's savage knife attack that killed two children and wounded 11 others in northwest England. A 17-year-old boy was arrested on suspicion of murder and attempted murder in the stabbing in Southport. That's a seaside town near Liverpool. The motive was not clear, but police said detectives were not treating the attack as terror-related. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports Afghanistan's Taliban is canceling some diplomatic arrangements globally.
The Taliban has disavowed many Afghan diplomatic missions overseas, including the UK, France and Canada, saying it will not honour credentials issued by diplomats associated with Afghanistan's former Western-backed administration. It's the Taliban's latest attempt to seize control over diplomatic missions. The documents affected include passports, visa stickers, deeds and endorsements. The ministry writes that people in these countries will need to approach embassies and consulates controlled by the Taliban's Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan government instead. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The FBI announced on Monday former U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to speak with investigators looking into the attempt on his life during a rally earlier this month.
Former President Donald Trump will have the chance to tell the FBI what he saw in the moments before a 20-year-old shooter tried to kill him in rural western Pennsylvania.
It is a standard victim interview like we would do for any other victim of crime under any other circumstances.
FBI Special Agent Kevin Rojek.
We want to get his perspective on what he observes.
The interview will be in addition to more than 450 others investigators have carried out as they try to determine why Thomas Matthew Crooks climbed to the top of a building overlooking Trump's July 13th rally and fired 8 shots. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Analysts say Armenia's military exercises with the United States in July and increased diplomatic contacts with Western Europe suggest efforts to pivot away from Moscow.
July's joint military exercises in Armenia between Armenian and United States forces is, analysts say, the latest step in Yerevan's efforts, backed by Washington, to pivot away from its Russian neighbor's sphere of influence and more towards the West. Armenia is landlocked and wants to reduce its economic dependence on Russia. It's pressing Turkey to open its border to provide a new gateway to Western markets. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Dozens of Wagner mercenaries were killed by insurgents and rebels over the weekend in northern Mali in what one analyst describes as the largest battleground blow to the shadowy Russian group in years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.